The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am here in Boca Raton in the studios of WWNN Radio. And joining me this morning up from Delray Beach, up at the Greenlands location, is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
How's everything looking up in Delray?
Well, everything is looking just fine, and I made sure to have in front of me a bottle of Quality of Life Vita PQQ, a supplement that I am so excited about, and Quality of Life Platinum AHCC for immune support. So two very important supplements for people to learn about. And looking forward to our discussion this morning.
As I am as well, Janet, I do want to let listeners know that if you are in the area of Delray Beach, Janet is available at Greenlands by appointment today from 11 o'clock when she finishes the radio show until 2 o'clock. So if you have any health challenges or health concerns you'd like to discuss with her, please feel free to do that by getting in touch with the Greenland store up in Delray. But I would like to take the opportunity now to invite with us on this hour a very, very special guest who I've known for many, many years. And the products that he and his company produce and manufacture for sale are very, very unique, very condition-specific, and could only help the body. And we're going to learn a lot more about some of those products today when we speak Mr. Dan Lifton. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Al. How are you?
I'm doing great. How is the weather up in Purchase, New York?
It's actually, we're kind of having Florida-like weather, so I can't quite complain, but I do get jealous in the wintertime.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you're looking forward to a nice weekend of good weather?
I certainly am, yes. And I'll actually also be in the Florida area on September 19th, which will be very exciting. And it'd be great to stop by and see you when I'm in the area.
Well, I look forward to that, as I always do, for your visits. To give our listeners a little insight and education as to who Quality of Life is, or are, or how they came to be.
Quality of Life was established in the year 2000, and my vision for the company was to apply the same principles that have been used in traditional Western medicine, one that is recognized by a lot of mainstream physicians, even those who are closed-minded towards supplements, and marry that with natural ingredients. So as our core philosophy, we adopted a guarantee that every single ingredient and every single product would be validated by human clinical studies, and the dosage of each ingredient would be consistent with the dosage used in the human studies. So we don't rely on test tube or in vitro studies or animal studies. Unless there's human data, we just will not use an ingredient, and we won't use that unless it's in the same dose as was used in the studies. So the efficacy and safety around that is our core philosophy. Beyond that, we try to really bring quality to the line. Obviously, it's in our name, so our name is our quality. And we've done just a number of different things to do that. We only use glass. We only use metal caps, which keeps the moisture out better than anything else. We don't have any magnesium stearate in the formulas, which is, it's fine to use. It's a safe excipient, but for some advanced formulation product, not having it as a plus. And we're just constantly challenging ourselves to raise the level of quality. And obviously, we're very grateful for all your support, Al, through the years. And Janet, I also appreciate the kind words at the intro of the show.
Well, thank you, Dan. I do want to make clear the point that you made about these studies. And if I understood you correctly, when you speak about studies, you are specifically referring to the specific product from Quality of Life that the studies were done with. Is that correct?
Right. So the majority, I shouldn't say that. I would say sort of our line kind of splits in two groups. One of them are our single ingredient products. So, for example, Kinoko Platinum HCC and Vita PQQ are examples of that. And there, you're exactly right. So we have more than 20 human studies on AHCC as a single ingredient. Our product delivers that AHCC as a single ingredient. And actually, the studies were done on, the magnesium free stearate formula. Likewise, Vita PQQ, the studies were done on Vita PQQ purely and also Vita PQQ with CoQ10. And we have a pure Vita PQQ formula and a Vita PQQ with CoQ10 formula. We do have some synergistic formulas in the line with multiple ingredients where we have studies on individual ingredients. But in that particular case, we analyze very carefully to make sure that if it's a multiple ingredient formula, that those ingredients don't counteract with each other in any way, so they don't render each other ineffective. And we're usually really looking for synergies. But the products we'll be talking about are the exact ones that were studied in those individual studies. And for areas like, for example, oncology, where absorption and efficacy are absolutely critical, we like the idea of doing pure formulas, which is the case with HCC.
Excuse that noise, Dan. That's a train passing by us here in the studio. I don't know if you got to hear it, but be that as it may, Quality of Life does manufacture and produce and sell and distribute a lot more products than just the two we're going to be speaking about today. Is that correct?
That's right. We now have about 30 products, and the philosophy that we adopted in the line, I call it the mom and dad rule. I want to be able to, when my parents come to me and they say, hey, I need a formula for prostate health or for allergy, etc., what would I do sort of under regular circumstances? I would do all the research I can and hire smart formulators and come up with three or four ingredients that have the most amount of human data on efficacy and safety, and that's what I would recommend to my parents. So as a part of that philosophy, what we then do is we do that same research, we put together a formula based on that, we ensure, again, we'd meet the dosages, and we put those products out. So we have a product now in each category that we basically believe is the most efficacious ingredient for that condition or the most efficacious combination. And that's how we've got to 30 products, and we're constantly innovating and launching new formulas.
Well, before we get into the specifics of both of these particular products, I happen to use both of these products, and I have been using the AHCC for a number of years. And what I want to let our listeners know is when Quality of Life developed AHCC, what do they specifically have in mind?
Sure. So, it's a sort of interesting story. So when we started carrying HCC in the year 2000, we touted the product, as we do today, as being immunotherapeutic. So we talked about it as being an immune therapy, which means that it is a compound that activates your own immune system to protect the body against abnormal cells and to fight a number of different conditions. So whereas with a traditional drug, you're basically trying to change some kind of a mechanism in the body or block some kind of an enzyme or modify some kind of a protein, in this case, you're simply activating the body to naturally attack these abnormal cells, which what the body does. And again, I'm speaking about the oncology population, because our bodies basically form abnormal cells, cancer cells all the time. And then we have white blood cells, like natural killer cells, that go after them and basically destroy them. What happens when you get older, for example, or what happens in cancer cases is those white blood cells are not functioning the way they're supposed to. They're failing to destroy these abnormal cells, and that's when cancer proliferates. So AHCC was always positioned as immune therapy. Fast forward 15 years to 2015, 2016, the entire oncology pharmaceutical community and the medical community is talking about nothing other than immunotherapy. Jimmy Carter, who was saved from brain cancer that would be considered deadly 2 years ago, was cured with immunotherapy. All the regimen being developed is an immunotherapy. And by the way, we're completely and absolutely supportive of the use of these pharmaceutical treatments for cancer. But AHCC basically does that naturally, and we think it is an extremely important product to be a complement to these mainstream pharmaceutical treatments, as well as serving a very important function in preventative medicine. Cancer is an age-determined disease. Yes, we see a lot of young people affected by it, but the older we get, the more likely we are to suffer. Also, you have a huge community of cancer survivors. Again, those people are at elevated risk. So the most important function of AHCC from an impact perspective in oncology, but we also have a lot of data in cold and flu prevention, which is important particularly for the elderly, for helping clear the human papillomavirus, which causes 99% of cases of cervical cancer and a number of other cancers, as well as reducing viral loads in people with hepatitis.
So if I'm understanding correctly, and Janet, please join in if you have an opinion about this as well, the purpose of developing the AHCC was to target a cancer audience. Is that correct?
It was largely done for that reason, yes. And the reason sort of, so it was developed as an immune product, an immune compound, which is definitely the case. But sort of historically what happened was that in Japan there was a very prominent oncologist who started using AHCC in all his patients, and he had a group of two groups, basically. He had about 150 people who had undergone liver cancer surgery to remove the tumor who were taking AHCC, and the other half were not. He followed these people for a period of 10 years, and he found that the group taking AHCC had a statistically significant longer survival rates and lower tumor recurrence rates. He published this paper in the Journal of Hepatology, which is the most prestigious journal in that category, mainstream pharmaceutical-like journal. And then the demand and the interest in AHCC as a complementary cancer treatment in Japan just took off. And then on the base of that, we felt a mission to bring that compound to the U.S., and that's what we did. Beyond that, we supported studies in other immune areas like cold and flu and others. So now I would say that we have two main types of consumers. We have the population that's concerned about cancer or is treating themselves, et cetera, and then you have the population, a more healthy population, that's simply trying to stay healthy during the cold and flu season, and you know, also particularly the elderly, where some of you know the flu or pneumonia could actually be, in many cases, life-threatening.
Well, I know that's
this
a very interesting side topic. Janet, I know I hear some music. I don't know if you can hear it up in Delray.
And that means that it's time for us to take a break here on Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman and our very special guest, Dan Lifton. And we are talking about the quality of life and the quality of the studies that Quality of Life has behind all of their products. We'll be back with more information after these messages, so stay tuned.
You can find out more about the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And joining me this morning is Janet Cimarelli and our very special guest, Mr. Dan Lifton. And we did have two listeners call in with two different questions. I will ask those listeners to be patient, and we will respond to them on Monday, only because they really don't concern what we're speaking about this morning. And had we not had a guest on today, we would have been more than happy to answer them for you. But our very special guest is Mr. Dan Lifton, and we're speaking about the AHCC from Quality of Life. Janet, in your years of experience, this product has been around since the 2000 era. What experience have you had yourself in dealing with clients or patients that have used AHCC or that have wanted to use AHCC or was asking you your opinion about AHCC?
Well, one of the concerns that I have with using AHCC, and I so appreciate having Dan Lifton here to focus on this answer, or to give our listeners a broader view of the AHCC. One of the areas that I work with is Eat Right for Your Type. So, research and information, the work done by Peter Diadamo, and the blood type O should not use mushrooms. And so I would ask Dan to allay the concerns of our listeners if they are blood type O and have not been using any kind of mushrooms. Is the AHCC such a specific extract of a specific mushroom that people don't need to have a concern about using a mushroom product?
Sure, great question. First of all, I just want to say that I'm a big fan of Peter Diadamo and the work he's done, which I think is truly innovative, and we know a lot of people and physicians who use it very successfully for weight management in particular. So what's interesting about AHCC, and this is almost paradoxical because people always talk about AHCC as a mushroom product, and, you know, obviously medicinal mushrooms have great associations, so we don't necessarily focus on disputing it, but the reality is, and we do sometimes talk about it, is that although AHCC is made from mushroom roots and mushroom mycelia, it is not a straight mushroom extract, or it's not even a mushroom. We say it's made from a mushroom, it's not a mushroom. So in order to sort of understand that, I need to delve a little bit into the manufacturing process. So basically the way that AHCC is produced is that about 25 years ago, the manufacturer in Japan, and there's only one manufacturer in the world that was able to do this, basically was able to naturally create and hybridize a very unique subspecies of Japanese medicinal mushrooms that is very rich in a compound called alpha-glucan, and that's really the focus of AHCC. And what they're able to do is basically create this alpha-glucan by scraping a tiny amount of mushroom roots, mushroom mycelia, putting it in a basically almost you can think of it as a petri dish, and culturing it. So basically growing it and moving it from tank to tank to tank to maintain high levels of these alpha-glucans, which are similar to beta-glucans that people have heard of, but are much more potent, while maintaining a very low molecular weight of these alpha-glucans so that they're better absorbed. So what you wind up getting is a compound in the end that is all natural, is not mushroom or related to a mushroom. So there's no compounds there that you would typically find in fungi that are basically naturally produced alpha-glucans with some basic carbohydrates. But, for example, people who have mushroom allergies have no problem taking AHCC because it has none of the property of fungus. I would love to, you know, eventually get in touch with Peter and maybe spend some time, and it'd be great to get his validation because we do get those questions. But I think the fact that it's not a mushroom allergen, it sort of constitutes the fact that you would not get the same reaction by taking HCC that you would by eating mushrooms. So, Janet, I hope that helps address your concern.
I very much appreciate that explanation. And to just focus again on the ability of this specific product, the alpha glucans that are going to have a dramatically supportive effect on natural killer cell activity. And the thing is, when you stimulate natural killer cell activity, the idea is to keep that supported, keep that activity highly functional. And that's one of the points where quality of life AHCC is dramatically different from other products that people might find on the market.
I think, Janet, when we spoke yesterday and the day before about the flu, I think here's a very good example of how AHCC can be used in those people that may not want to take the flu shot. Would you have an opinion about that, Dan?
Absolutely. There are two. So it's a question that we get a lot. And what we say is we don't even want to sort of get into the details of whether or not a flu shot is recommended. A lot of doctors these days, particularly naturopathic doctors, advise against them. There are other mainstream doctors that recommend it. So what we've done is we've done two types of studies: those on HCC without the flu shot, and those on HCC with the flu shot. Let me focus on the ones that were done with the flu shot because I think it's very insightful and addresses your question. So there was one study, for example, that we did with Michigan State University, where we took 30 volunteers, and half of them had the flu shot alone, and the other half had a flu shot plus AHCC. And then we looked at something called antibody titers, which is basically what the flu shot is supposed to stimulate, your body's basically ability to fight off the virus when it comes. So what we found was that the flu group did not have a statistically significant increase in those antibody titers. The group that had the flu shot plus AHCC did. It was a statistically significant improvement. So that could lead one of two conclusions. One was that the flu shot was not effective and AHCC was. Or the second was that the flu shot was marginally effective, but by adding HCC to it, you made the combination more effective. So frankly, what that enables us to do is to approach people who don't want to take the flu shot and say, look, HCC is clearly working, having a benefit, not only because of this study, but because of many other studies showing how it increases immune response, including the natural killer cells that Janet just talked about. But we can also go to the part of the community that is taking the flu shot and say, hey, even if you're taking the flu shot, you should take HCC. One final comment I will make is that when they develop a flu shot every year, the developers have to guess, which is basically the government, has to guess which types of influenza are going to be prevalent in that season because it usually fights off 3, 4, 5 types. There's some years when they get it right, but there's some years that they get it completely wrong. So people get the flu shot and it incurs no benefit. The beauty of AHCC is that it's not virus specific. It improves the immune system, therefore enabling the body to stave off viruses, bacteria, or even fungal problems, regardless of what they are. And we've validated it on studies on influenza and West Nile virus and bird flu and hospital-borne infections like MRSA. So it's a very important compound to take, whether or not you're getting the flu shot or not.
Dan,
switching to a different virus, I have a unique question, something that in all my years of nutrition counseling I have not come across. A 7-year-old diagnosed with mono and a very specific viral issue. Is AHCC appropriate for a 7-year-old? Should I recommend a partial dose, a smaller dose for a 7-year-old? Is there any research from Quality of Life with regard to mono?
Sure, great question. So a couple of comments. One is we've tested AHCC safety at up to 9 grams a day in adults. The recommended dose is 3 grams in the oncology field and then generally 1 gram for healthy adults seeking to maintain the immune system. So it's an extremely safe compound. The second point I would make is for children, the recommended dosage is typically half. So in this case, it would be 500 milligrams a day. When you're dealing with a serious infection like mono, which is caused by the Epstein-Barr virus, or EBV for short, you really want to stimulate the immune system. So I would say during that peak infection, since in the case of an adult, you would be using 3 grams a day, here you would use 1.5 grams. So in case of quinacoplatinum HCC, which is the highest dose with 750 milligrams per capsule, you would be taking basically 2 capsules a day. We do have a product called Kinoko Silver, which is only 250 milligrams. So, you know, for kids, maybe you can do smaller pills. We also have little stick packs, and we call it Kinoko to Go. So, again, for kids, it's a very tasty, kind of light strawberry flavor. So for kids, they can basically have those 3 stick packs and a glass of water. They drink it, they love it, and you get there. We have not, I should just sort of mention this as a disclaimer, we have not done studies specifically for the Epstein-Barr virus that causes mono. It's something on our radar. Right now we're focusing on Zika just because of the prevalence, but it would be important to take because, as you said, Janet, it's rare in children, but you actually do get a lot of that in teenagers, particularly those who are exercising a lot, seem to get mono more often, and obviously adults.
Well, Dan, on the subject of dosaging, what is your recommendation for dosages for different conditions? And maybe we can start with the one you did the studies on.
Sure. So the dosages for anybody who is sort of a cancer patient who is undergoing somewhat active treatments is 3 grams a day. The dosages that cancer survivors often take is they often will dose down to 1 gram a day. There are some people that are such believers that they stay on at 3 grams a day. But generally, 1 gram a day is what we recommend as a maintenance dosage, and we have data showing the efficacy of HCC at 1 gram a day. We also have some data showing that it starts being effective at 500 milligrams a day. So you would not want to use a dosage that's lower than 500 milligrams a day. For the cold and flu community, we have studies showing that HCC is effective at 1 gram a day. So that's our recommendation for healthy individuals seeking to maintain health immunity. There was just a study that was done about 6 months ago at, it was started at MD Anderson Cancer Center, but then was transferred to UT. And that was a study on women who had the human papillomavirus, and those women took HCC for, one group took it for 3 months and one group took it for 6 months, and the group that took 3 grams for 6 months saw a complete eradication of the HPV virus, so they were HPV-free at month 6, they came back in month 8, and they were still HPV-free. So, again, for these acute conditions, 3 grams a day is the recommended dose.
Dan, hold the rest of your thoughts, Dan, because I know we hear some music in the background. When we come back, we can finish up the question about dosing. Janet, do you hear the music?
Fabulous information from our guest, Dan Lifton. And just a reminder that all of this great information is brought to you courtesy of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, which you need to stay in contact with us because it will be opening in November. And right now, we're going to take a break from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And after these messages, more information to come. Stay tuned.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined this morning with Janet Cimarelli and our very special guest, Mr. Dan Lifton. And we're speaking about the dosaging for AHCC. Dan, the AHCC does come in different potencies, is that correct?
That's right. We have the Kinoco Platinum, which is 750 milligrams. We have the Kinoco Gold, which is 500 milligrams. And we have the Kinoco Silver, which is the 250 milligrams. The 750 has become our most popular dosage because it's the most economical one. For people taking 3 grams a day, they only need to take 4 pills instead of 6 pills. And then it's so economical that we have people that used to take a gram a day, and some of them are saying, well, should I be taking 1? Should I be taking 3? And they wind up settling on 1.5 grams, which is achievable by taking 2 750-milligram capsules.
And the recommended way to take it is on an empty stomach.
That's exactly right. So it's best, it's absorbed well even if you have it after a meal or during a meal. So we say, look, if you forgot to take it before a meal, don't worry. But it is best absorbed before a meal, and you don't have to sort of do an AM, PM dose. You can just take it any time of the day at all. And it actually is interesting enough, after you stop taking it, it remains effective. So in other words, your NK cells and other cells are elevated, but gradually it starts declining. So what we sort of talk about, the way we describe HCC, is that it's a multivitamin for your immune system. Everybody should be taking a multi for their general health to address deficiency, and everybody should be taking a dedicated vitamin for their immunity because it's so critical, and we believe that HCC is the most clinically validated supplement in that area.
Well, in all your experience, is there anybody that should not take the AHCC for whatever reason?
So, to be honest with you, we haven't really come across those patients. What I would say is, so one of the things we've looked at with AHCC, which almost no other supplement except things like fish oil or some basic vitamins have looked at, is how AHCC is actually metabolized in the body. We did studies at MD Anderson because we needed to understand which pathway it uses to make sure that it doesn't interact with chemotherapy drugs, because some people take it in conjunction with chemotherapy. So patients that are taking doxorubicin, which is one specific chemotherapy, have a potential for so-called drug-to-drug interaction. We subsequently did another study showing that there was not an issue. So what I would say is people undergoing chemotherapy are best off checking with us, and we like the idea of providing information. We also really welcome if they introduce their oncologist to us, because as difficult it is sometimes to convince them, we see as a part of our mission to educate mainstream oncologists, and if we can actually get them to listen, we can often convince them, and obviously that can give any patient a peace of mind. So we welcome that as well. But other than that, we've made sure that AHCC doesn't overstimulate the immune system, which is very important in immune compounds. Again, we've looked at, you know, allergy potential, which Janet referred to, and we've got clearance on that. So it really is a very, very safe compound. And, you know, again, we track things like adverse effects. So, you know, we have people who take 6 grams a day, and then they say, oh, you know, I had, you know, looser stool than usual. And we say, well, you know, make sure you eat something, you know, after you take AHCC, and you don't need to take 6 grams a day, go down to 3, and those issues are resolved.
Good point. Janet, do you have any last-minute questions for Dan on the AHCC before we move on to the PQQ?
Well, I think we have covered very nicely the AHCC, and moving on to the PQQ, one of my most favorite supplements, and
one of the things that Dan mentioned is with the AHCC, if a cancer patient is having an issue with convincing their physician that, yes, indeed, this is a very supportive approach and helpful for me, and the physician is resistant, the fact that Quality of Life has specific studies at prestigious universities around the globe on their very specific product, then the physicians have at their fingertips the results of these research studies and should have a great level of confidence with regard to using any of these things along with whatever medical approach the oncologist may be using. And moving into the PQQ, I'm going to ask Dan if the recommendation might be the same, say, for a neurologist treating someone with a neurodegenerative disease, or a cardiologist treating someone after having had a heart attack, or circulatory specialist dealing with someone who is recovering from a stroke. So are there research studies in those areas for those particular practitioners?
Sure. So let me start with neurology, and particularly conditions like, for example, mild cognitive impairment or advanced cognitive impairment, which is obviously Alzheimer's. So that's really an area where PQQ has research has been focused on. One thing I should mention is Quality of Life is actually a subsidiary company one of the largest ingredient suppliers in the U.S. called Maypro Industries. So Maypro is one of the largest companies that bring novel ingredients, particularly from Japan, into the U.S., and Quality of Life, thanks to that, is able to be the innovator and be kind of first to market on a lot of these products. And so Maypro is the exclusive agent of a company called Mitsubishi Guess Chemical, who is the first company to manufacture natural fermentation-based PQQ. All PQQ, actually, that's natural and safe comes from Maypro, and Quality of Life basically uses that product. So Mitsubishi, with our support, conducted two human clinical studies looking at individuals and impact of PQQ on memory and focus and concentration in both healthy people as well as people with mild cognitive impairment. But their study showed that PQQ outperformed the placebo. These were double-blind placebo-controlled studies. And another interesting thing that it showed is that PQQ in combination with coenzyme Q10 had an even better effect than the PQQ alone. So there's very clearly a synergy, which is why we have both our Vita-PQQ product as well as our enhanced Vita-PQQ, which combines Vita-PQQ with coenzyme Q10. As far as your other question, Janet, on other conditions, for example, cardiovascular health, we know that being able to stimulate the generation of new mitochondria is critical not only in the neurology field, but also in cardiovascular field. CoQ10 has been well studied in that area because, as we know, CoQ10 provides energy to the mitochondria, so it's critically important. What PQQ does, which is why it's synergistic, is it's actually one of the first compounds really that's been shown to generate new mitochondria in the cells and to help protect and repair from mitochondrial DNA damage, which is why it's so helpful in some of these other conditions.
So, Dan, does your company produce a Vita PQQ with coenzyme Q10?
Yes, we do. So we... So one standalone product in the line we have is CoQ10 SR, which is the only 24-hour sustained-release CoQ10 in the market. It's actually one of our top-selling products. So what we did is we combined Vita-PQQ with CoQ10 SR for a single synergistic formula, and again, we call it enhanced Vita-PQQ. What we've also done, Al, is that we have developed a sustained-release PQQ. So in addition, we now also have Vita-PQQ SR, which enables you to maintain high PQQ levels in the blood. And the reason why it's important is that PQQ is a super antioxidant. It's actually 5,000 times more potent than vitamin C, which was demonstrated in some of the mouse studies that were conducted. So So being able to maintain high levels of PQQ means that you're able to basically fight oxidation on a more consistent, regular basis. So we believe there's significant benefit to providing the sustained release. So those are our three products, CoQ10 SR alone, Vita-PQQ alone, and then the combination of those as enhanced Vita-PQQ.
Now, the Vita-PQQ, is that also manufactured by Maypro along with the AHCC?
It is manufactured by a company in Japan called Mitsubishi Gas Chemical, but it is exclusively distributed by Maypro. So anywhere where you see bio-PQQ as an ingredient, Maypro is supplying that. And then Quality of Life is, again, the leading brand that, and the first really brand to market to offer it. We're now the only company, Quality of Life is the only company that offers the sustained-release PQQ, the Vita-PQQ SR, and also the only company that combines the Vita-PQQ with CoQ10 SR, with this sustained-release CoQ10. AHCC is manufactured in northern Japan, Sapporo, Japan, by a company called AminoUp Chemical. Again, Maypro is the exclusive distributor and agent of that company, and then Quality of Life is the leading brand that carries the AHCC ingredient in finished formulas.
Now, what particular or what specific studies have been done using PQQ in a group of either adults or maybe teenagers or senior citizens? Which area do you think PQQ would fit in the most?
So I would say that memory, concentration, and mental focus, which often are compromised, obviously, with a natural process of aging, is the area that is most compelling because we have two independent double-blind placebo-controlled studies, which is really a gold standard. So I think that it's really essential for the older population to take it, but obviously we know that cognitive, mild cognitive decline will start as early for people as in their early 40s, which is why some products have been so successful even in the mass market, because people are looking, for that edge, and they say, wait a second, my word recall is not as good as it used to be. What's that word I'm thinking of? It's on the tip of my tongue. Well, we looked at that specifically in the studies, basically word recall. So that's the most compelling population group. The second is, and this really is very critical, so the source of energy, or a lot of, I should say, fatigue that we experience is related to declining levels of mitochondrial energy. So for people that are feeling fatigued, which again, as we get older, we tend to feel more fatigued. Why? Because our mitochondria get damaged, can also benefit significantly from taking PQQ. So memory and cognitive, as well as energy, would be the most sort of directly compelling functional benefits of PQQ.
Well, I know we're coming up on a short intermission. I'd like to leave you with one question to think about when we come back. And when Janet brings us back, we can discuss it. What effect would the PQQ have on amyloid plaque in the brain? Janet, I hear that music.
And that means it's time for us to take a break here on Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And I just want to make sure that you know our very special guest today, Dan Liston. Right now we're talking about Vita-PQQ, an essential nutrient to keep your brain, heart, neurological system, all systems of your body, because they all depend on healthy, active mitochondria. We're talking about the Vita-PQQ, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, save, www.cba-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli and our very special guest, Mr. Dan Lifton. And we're speaking about Vita-PQQ. And Janet, I left off before the break with asking Dan whether or not PQQ would affect the removal of amyloid plaque in the brain. And you may have some other questions for Dan on PQQ after he responds to this one about amyloid plaque.
Sure.
Sounds great.
Great question, Al. So PQQ has a very unique and novel mode of action, one of which coincides with some of the other products that you see in the market, one is not. So the one that does overlap is its antioxidant effect, and we know that oxidation is one of the causes of amyloid plaque formation. So you can get that from PQQ. You get that benefit also from products like vitamin C, alpha-lipoic acid, and CoQ10. The reason why PQQ is superior to vitamin C, for example, is that, as I mentioned, it's much, much more potent than vitamin C, but CoQ10 and its antioxidant benefits are really important. What PQQ differs in is that it has a secondary benefit in that it actually helps elongate something called dendrites, and these are basically, you can kind of think of your neurons as cells being connected by pathways. And what happens is when oxidation happens and this amyloid plaque occurs, these connectors basically get damaged. And when these neurons can't communicate with each other, we have memory impairment. What is the case with PQQ has been shown to actually create and elongate existing dendrites. So it basically creates these new networks. And by doing that, helps keep those cells alive. It does it by promoting something called neurogrowth factor, which was discovered about 20 years ago by a researcher who actually got the Nobel Prize for it. Finally, I will just mention that we have another product in the line called CogniQ. And CogniQ has been specifically shown to address the issue of amyloid plaque formation. So we often recommend our customers to combine enhanced Vita-PQQ, so that's the PQQ with CoQ10, with the CogniQ, because now they're taking a multimodal approach to helping stave off or address mild cognitive impairment and Alzheimer's.
All of this information is so super important for our listeners. We have so many listeners, I'm going to say, in the age category over 50, and consequently you are giving us information that will help support healthy aging. So by enhancing how the mitochondria work, not only mitochondria in brain cells and heart cells, but mitochondria throughout the body, so absolutely important for energy and concentration and focus, as you said. So once again, give our listeners a little bit of information. How does the PQQ, Vita-PQQ, support physical energy? So for people who are attempting to maintain optimized respiratory function, cardiac function, how might Vita-PQQ help those people?
Sure. So maybe I can start with not really an anecdote, but really a true story. So Novak Djokovic, who any of your tennis fans are probably familiar with, sits in a machine called a CVAC. And basically what it does is that it boosts athletic performance by boosting red blood cells, removing lactic acid, and also stimulating mitochondrial biogenesis. So basically, by sitting in this pressure chamber, he's able to achieve the same thing that PQQ does through a nutritional intervention, which is what makes PQQ so unique. Obviously, that's in the athletic nutrition space, but the same thing translates into, let's say, elderly that are who are trying to maintain their PQQ levels. Now, to the heart of your question, Janet, of how PQQ works, basically does two things. The first is that by stimulating mitochondrial biogenesis, it basically makes our cellular factories operational. It helps provide regular maintenance to make sure that these machines, these cells, are running smoothly. The second thing that it does is that it really enables you to create new factories with brand new equipment. So probably the best analogy is that you can think of your body as an automobile, as a car. CoQ10 is the fuel. You need CoQ10 to keep those cells running. However, even though you're feeding CoQ10 to your cell, to your engine, this gasoline to your engine is still getting damaged as you run it over time. PQQ is a nutrient that's actually able to generate new parts for the engine and basically help renew the engine. So when you combine PQQ with CoQ10, you're repairing the engine with a PQQ, you're feeding it with high-quality fuel with CoQ10, and this combination gives you a real energy boost by protecting the mitochondria and helping restore it, and that in turn drives your energy and basically removes one of the major causes of age-related fatigue.
It's so interesting because the mitochondria, as we were taught with high school chemistry, that you have one mitochondrial powerhouse per cell. But the truth is, with PQQ, you have the potential to actually activate the formation of new mitochondria in aging cells and possibly even multiple mitochondria. Is that correct? Have I read the research correctly?
That's absolutely right. And I would add to that, Janet, that what people often don't realize, partly because it's hard to sort of remember their biology classes, is that, first of all, mitochondria actually has its own DNA, which is quite unique. And secondly, its DNA is actually different from our regular DNA. So, or I should say the nuclear DNA. Nuclear DNA is encased in a protective protein coating, so it's naturally protected. By mitochondrial DNA is effectively naked, so it's much more vulnerable to free radicals, which is basically what's causing these mitochondria to die. And where are the free radical generated? In the mitochondria. So not only do you have the generation of the free radicals that PQQ can block because it's such a powerful antioxidant, but in addition, mitochondrial DNA simply doesn't have the same repair mechanism and protection mechanism as the nuclear DNA. So as a result, it suffers more than 10 times the damage that nuclear DNA does, and that is why it's so important to maintain and protect the mitochondrial DNA, which has now been shown to be one of the major causes of aging. Life Extension has written, Life Extension magazine has written a tremendous amount about it. And it's really a critical cornerstone of fighting aging.
Dan, how do you recommend taking the Vita-PQQ? It comes in two doses, a 10 milligram and a 20 milligram. And if you can give us just a brief overview of who should be taking the 10, who should be taking the 20, and whether it should be taken in divided doses all at once.
Great question. So, for memory, the two studies use 20 milligrams, so we recommend the use of 20 milligrams. For maintaining general energy, 10 milligrams is sufficient, although we still believe that 20 milligrams has a benefit. The Vita-PQQ has 20 milligrams of natural fermentation-based Bio-PQQ per serving, so we think that's really an optimal dose. In case of the enhanced Vita-PQQ, we have 10 milligrams in each pill, but we enable people to take either one or two a day. In terms of the dosing, it is better to take an AM-PM dose. However, a single dose will provide a lot of benefit as well. Maybe you won't be rebuilding mitochondria while you're sleeping from the PQQ, but you get the benefit during the day. And then again, the Vita-PQQ SR provides an additional benefit, so you can take it in the morning and then it stays in your blood levels longer. But divided dose in case of this product is better than a single dose if you can help it.
Dan, if somebody wanted to question an expert at Quality of Life, is there a phone number or a website they can go to get a question answered?
Absolutely. So we welcome all kinds of questions from customers, from doctors and patients, et cetera. Our number, if your listeners want to write it down, is 877-937-2422. Actually, 2422 spells out as AHCC, so an easier way is 877-937-AHCC. And we're happy to answer all your questions, and then obviously you will soon be able to purchase the product at Save-A-Lot. So we're very excited to have the opportunity to have the line represented there. And we're happy to send you the research. If you want us to talk to your doctor, we're happy to send them information and anything we can do to really spread the word, because we think that beyond selling supplements, we think that we're working on something that's much more impactful, and to the extent that we can educate people with the help of Al, Janet, and all of you listeners out there, I think we can bring a lot of good into this world.
Dan, I want to thank you very much for being with us this morning. You shed a lot of light, very useful information about the benefits of AHCC and by the PQQ. And if you happen to be up in Delaware at Greenlands, see Janet, because I'm sure she can show you the quality of life that is stocked at Greenlands. Is that correct, Janet?
That is correct. They are right in front of me as we speak.
Well, everybody
Beautiful.
Have a great
Wonderful.
Weekend.
Thank you, Alan, Janet. Really appreciate the opportunity and all the support. And it's been a real pleasure for me.
Thanks again, Dan. Janet, have a great weekend, and we'll see you back in the studio Monday morning.
I will be there. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour here every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.